You're listening to Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Bloomington Normal High School students say they reject the idea that making curriculum more inclusive divides students. That's in response to a conservative campaign against the way students are taught about race, American history, and sex ed. These issues drew a large crowd at last week's District 87 school board meeting and are expected to appear again tonight at Unit 5's meeting. Students say dissenters' concerns don't track with what's happening in their classrooms. Dana Vollmer has the story.
More than 50 community members filled the room for District 87's most recent school board meeting. Some held signs that read, "Stop indoctrination of our children" and "No critical race theory," while others wore Black Lives Matter on their clothing. The board heard nearly 2 hours of tense public comments, in which adults berated and talked over children, defending the way the district handles conversations about race and sexual health. Even Shin is a recent university high grad and leader of Not in Our Schools.
I had known of both efforts to make our education more inclusive and opposition to those efforts for a while, but I think knowing that those perspectives existed is a very different reality from actually encountering those perspectives. And I think the hostility in the room and the tension that was introduced really caught me off guard.
Students say more than the arguments being made, the approach was off-putting.
They brought up wanting to care for their children. They brought up fears of being targeted, all fears that if we look at them through our own perspectives, we can empathize with. But it seemed as though that route to conversation and dialogue was largely blocked off.
The two main conservative talking points, critical race theory and the 1619 Project, are not part of Illinois' curriculum, nor are they taught in Bloomington Normal schools. They become a political target across the country in a rapidly growing fight against lessons on systemic racism. There are reportedly at least 165 local and national groups aiming to disrupt curricula on race and gender. The effort is growing with the help of conservative media and finding allies and families frustrated over other issues, like COVID restrictions in schools, that also played a role in District 87's meeting. Students say the conflict is bigger than specific teaching tools or decisions at the district level. Addison Weaver is an incoming senior at Bloomington High School. She says harmful viewpoints have been emboldened in recent years.
It is a politically charged word to say critical race theory, and there are a lot of buzzwords associated with that that people automatically hear and they go, "Oh, that's bad." And I really feel like that is unfair to the concept of a comprehensive education for students, because really the way that we grow and become better people is to know more things. And that goes along with knowing more about race relations and why our country is in the position it is right now.
Weaver says teaching students how other people live, how to understand different perspectives and the ideas that enforce those perspectives builds empathy and compassion.
And it is disheartening, and it was disheartening on Wednesday to see people who, from a baseline argument, really believed that style of teaching was harmful to students. And I believe they also said specifically to white students. And that's something that I have never seen in our school. I have never seen in any of my classes white students made to feel bad about systemic racism. That just doesn't happen.
Students say what's really being fought against is any attempt to center non-white perspectives. Intertwined in the push against critical race theory is diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI initiatives. Anusha Nadkarni is an incoming junior at Bloomington High.
We're not learning critical race theory. We're not learning to hate white people. You know, kind of the opposite. When you teach DEI, you teach children to love themselves and to love others.
Nadkarni says restricting conversations about systemic racism or sexual health in public schools won't make them go away.
If students have questions, if they don't know what's going on, and if they're not learning it in the place where they're expected to learn things, they're going to find a way to learn it. And schools need to be there to be like a safety cushion to make sure that these students are learning it healthily.
Nadkarni says protecting children means respecting that they should also have a say in their own education.
I mean, a lot of the people there don't live in Bloomington. They don't have children. A lot of them admitted that they pulled their children from District 87. Like, these are people who really have no stakes in what happens here. So it's kind of important to remember that we are the ones who face the consequences, not just at the school board meetings, but when we learn.
Addison Weaver says she thinks it's good that people want to be involved in what happens in their schools, but there's a level of respect that's lacking.
I'm somebody's child, too. We are all somebody's child. And after that meeting, you know, my mom doesn't feel comfortable with me going to more school board meetings. And that's not okay that I don't feel comfortable and my family does not feel comfortable having me be in a situation in a place that determines my education and my future.
Students encourage those with concerns to talk to teachers as well as their own kids to find out what children are learning in schools before making accusations in a school board meeting, a venue that's not conducive to having conversations. I'm Dina Vollmer.
Unit 5 School Board meets tonight at 6:30.